Well, the little chicken, the chicken snakes aren't, mm-hmm. and the rat snakes, they're not. Mm-hmm. But the, of course, the moccasins and the rabbit snakes are. And that's bad. And too, we have some king snakes, and they are. But I don't think anything is as poisonous as the rattlesnake. Snake. I think that's our most poisonous snake that we have around here.
Yeah. They have a place in Georgia that they go out and have a rattlesnake roundup.
Oh, I know it. I see a lot of that sometimes on television, and I just can't stand it. I'll turn it off. I can't stand it.
Yeah.
And they have these places at the zoo, and carnival will come through town, you know, mm-hmm. something, and they will have these snake dens, you mm-hmm. know, and you have to pay so much to see these snakes, and I can't stand the sight of a snake. Anything that crawls, now bugs, I'm not afraid of. But a worm, I can't stand to pick up a worm. I never could fish because I couldn't bait my hook.
Yeah,
I could put on gloves and bait my hook, but Home always baited my hooks for me, but I can't stand a worm, anything that crawls in my hand.
Are there different kinds of worms in this area?
Oh, yeah, 10, 100 kind, I guess, but now. We have the fish bait worm, you know, the fishing worm, we call it. That's just an earth worm, is what it's called. And then, of course, we have the tomato worm. That's a worm that eats up tomatoes.
Oh, really?
Just eat up tomatoes. And then we have the worm that'll eat up tobacco worm. Now, that's a terrible-looking thing. That's a thing that has a home worm.
Oh, really? It's
tobacco
a big
worms.
Green.
Uh-huh. Oh, has a tobacco, has a home worm on it.
Yeah.
And we have a lot of different kinds of caterpillars, and the thousand legs, and we have a lot of different kinds of worms.
Yeah.
I don't really know what all they are, but there's so many different kinds that eat up the vegetables and things.
Did you ever run across a lot of stinging insects when you were...
Oh, yeah. Wasps and hornets,
mm-hmm.
and yellow jackets and bees. Mm-hmm.
You ever get into a yellow jacket nest?
No.
Okay.
No. I once, before my mother died, a wasp got down my dress,
mm-hmm.
and stung me about 12 or 15 times. They had to have the doctor with me. I passed out. And then just 2 years ago, we had a little nest, a wasp nest on the back porch, and we couldn't ever find it. But every time we would go out that back door, they would start flying.
Mm-hmm.
So one Thursday afternoon, that was before I quit work. It's been longer than 2 years ago. It's been about five. It was before I quit work. But that Thursday afternoon was my afternoon off. And I went out on the back porch. I had washed some holes. And just as I opened the door, there was two or three of those things.
Mm-hmm.
And one stung me five times,
mm-hmm.
three times on my mouth.
Oh, that's bad.
And down here, oh, I worked for about 3 days with it just hanging like this. Mm-hmm. And of course, I just ran back out there, and Earl, the pharmacist, gave me a pill.
Mm-hmm.
And then he gave me some little capsules. He made me stay out there an hour.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a little capsule that takes the swelling out, tiny pink and white,
mm-hmm.
or pink and gray, I believe it is.
Histamine or something?
And he gave me those to take. But I worked with my, because by morning all of this was gone, but this down here just was terrible. And I came back home, we got to looking, and the nest was on the door. And that's why, on the screen door, up under a little thing, and that's why we couldn't find it. And it was just literally covered.
Wow.